Texas Stadium, Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you. The two teams, Fredericksburg and Wimberley, stretching and getting ready to come out onto the field for the second half of play. Pretty solid first half for the Texans. 24-6 our score. And Jared Robinson, I gotta believe that Doug Warren's pretty happy with what he's seen here so far tonight, the first 24 minutes of this game.
Well, and they've done many, many things good. Their defense has played fantastic, obviously only giving up the 6 points. Fredericksburg had a great drive, that one. They really just, that opening drive, they had a good drive. The adjustments that that the coaching staff made and really stepped up through the remaining parts of the first half, did some good jobs, able to move the football on the ground. That's something that you'd love to see. Obviously, Hunter Williams, we don't have his stats, and if you and I had to keep them too, we'd be, fumbling and bumbling and stumbling over our steps and everything, or over our words and everything else. But I got to imagine that him and the entire coaching staff's pretty happy with the way that they've played, especially going into the halftime, those two scores that they're at the very end.
And, of course, Fredericksburg will get the ball coming out of the locker room here tonight. Lance Moffitt's team came into the ballgame tonight 2-2 on the year. Texans, of course, enter the game 3-1. Last year, as everybody remembers, Texans started out 0-6 and then finished second in district play and advanced three games into the playoffs. So Doug Warren would probably prefer this year's method to last year's method of operation, as the Texans now running out onto the field. And, hey, you're talking about, I think three of the players were homecoming king nominees, so they didn't have to go in the locker room and get hollered at by any coaches, so that's kind of good.
Well, it's always a plus when you can avoid the chewings, I guess, is what they will call them.
That's exactly right. Tough love, I think, is what coaches sometimes
there
call.
You go, there you go.
Billy's on the far sideline. Texans need to hold on to this 24-6 lead. This will be their last home game for a few weeks, as we hit the road to Bernie next week and then hit the road to Bandera the week after that. That's always a fun game to broadcast from down there. In past years, they put the visiting broadcasters on the top of the press box, so you kind of cross your fingers and hope there's no rain. There was wind about 4 years ago. I remember being on top of that thing and thinking,
I can't tell you how excited that makes me with all this equipment that I've got sitting in front of me.
It's going to be great. I'll be over there to watch you
lift
it and give moral support. How
yes, it sounds like I'm going to have to take the old block and tackle pulley system.
Boy, it's true. They have a straight-up, it's just a straight-up deal, or they used to have it. A little ladder, and nimble as you are, I don't think it's going to be a problem.
I've been called many things in my life, but I'm not sure that nimble was listed on the top of those.
Well, Jack Cole has got it teed up now. Speaking of nimble, 24 minutes of football awaits here on the Sun Radio Sports Network. Jack now waiting to get the okay from the officials. They said go ahead, and he will. Here's the kickoff. It's a high pooch kick. And the runner initially paused as if he had called for a fair catch, but the officials did not say that he signaled it clearly. So he caught it, Jared, and stood there. And then he got thrown down way back at the 27-yard line. That was the oddest thing I've ever seen, I think.
Everybody was a little bit confused on what was going. I think probably the only young man that wasn't was Steven Valadez.
That's right.
Ended up getting the tackle right there. But, little confusion to start off the second half. But let's see how it goes here.
It was Dax Dietrich who caught the ball. It's kind of a pooch kick. At any rate, Fredericksburg first and 10 at their own 27-yard line. The throw over the middle, and that is caught by the receiver Cleland, who had the touchdown in the first half. Pick up a 5. It'll be second down and 5, and Riggs Threadgill starts the half at quarterback for Fredericksburg.
Yeah, and immediately his legs were taken out from underneath him by Samuel Valadez. I said Steven Valadez a minute ago. It's actually Samuel Valadez. He immediately took him out, and I'm actually incorrect again. That's Coleman Garrison out there.
Oh, so how about that?
I'll figure it out today,
you'll,
I promise
you'll get
you.
It. You'll get it. Cleland kind of was gimpy after that, too. Here's the turn and the give to the back. Left side. Quick hitter, but it's snuffed out by Mitchell. It's a gain of three. It'll be third down and two. The ball carrier was Loth.
Yeah, almost a speed sweep right there by Neil Loth coming up and ended up kind of getting the handoff in front of him, I guess, coming from the wide receiver position. And,
yeah.
Texans did a good job staying at home right there.
Mitchell with a good one-on-one tackle. Third down and two now. Threadgill, he's going to keep it himself. He's got the first down. Pushes forward to the 40, pick up a five, and move the chains for the Battling Billies.
That was a good read right there by Threadgill. He just, kept the ball tucked into the running back as long as he could. Saw the last minute, the hole opened up on the middle. Ended up getting the first down up the middle. So, still got a long way to go. This Texans defense played fantastic tonight.
Real patient by Threadgill. You're right about that. That's hard to do when those big guys are coming after you.
I guarantee it.
Threadgill will turn, and he'll give this one to Loth, who pushes forward. Actually, that's Diedrich. Pushes forward for about three, but that's it. Second down and seven. Just underway in the second half. Wimberley 24, Fredericksburg 6.
I'm impressed. That was another chance to say Dax, and you didn't
Dax.
Take it right there.
Diedrich.
That's kind of a cool name.
Double
I
D.
Admit.
That's kind of cool. I kind of like that. Saw that on the roster earlier this week and said, yeah, I like that. And now the turn, and nope, Threadgill's going to keep it himself. Nice fake. And he burst up the middle for about 8 yards. I think he may have the first down out near the 50-yard line. Heaven forbid they measure it. Let's see. Yeah, they're not going to measure it. They're going to go ahead and give him the first down right at the 50.
Yeah, why would we start measuring?
Nah, don't do that.
Why would we do it this week?
No.
I mean, of all weeks to start, this is not the week, you know?
They've gone a month without having to do it, so why start now? You're right about that.
I don't think we've seen a measurement all year.
I don't think so. Seriously, I don't think so. Here's Loth. No, it's going to be Threadgill again. He's got his fake game going pretty good. Of course, I'm easily fooled.
Well,
pick up a three, second down and seven.
I got to say, I'm glad he didn't give it to Loth because he was around the corner and he was gone if he had the ball.
So he might not have made the right decision on that one.
Yeah, that was he caught that corner pretty quick, and unless the Texans sniffed it out down there, he had a chance. But good play by the Texans, stopping him 3 yard gain.
Second down and seven now. This is going to be a give to Sanchez up the middle, and he is able to power forward to the 45, to the 44. And it'll be third down and four now for the Billies. Big, big third down here, Jared, as Fredericksburg's come out and put together a nifty little set of plays here out of the locker room.
Yeah, you got to think that this is pretty much, at this point right now, it's four down territory for them. Ball's on the 45, 44 and a half yard line, I guess. But got to probably consider they're gonna start taking some chances now.
Threadgill takes the snap, moving right, looking, and finally throwing. Caught near the 25-yard line. That's Cleland. Nope, they're saying it's incomplete, or did he catch it?
No, they're going to give it to him.
It looked like the back judge was making the incomplete signal, but the line judge gave him the catch at the 25-yard line. You have your review flag?
Can we
throw one of those? I guess not.
I don't have one. It looked like it was a good catch by Cleland.
That was nice, nifty move on the sideline. Here's the turn, the give to Sanchez. He gets a yard, and that's it. Second down and nine. Boy, that pass play, that was nice to keep the drive alive for Fredericksburg, and they're moving the ball smartly down the field. Second down and nine here, though.
Yeah, that was a hard-fought yard that young man just took. Ben Garza got him, and then Davin Masur comes in. And I mean, really, he pretty much decided that from that point on, he was just going to make sure that he didn't have it. So good play right there.
Threadgill getting rushed, looking, and now he's throwing an incomplete. Probably a good idea for him to throw that away. Third and long now for Fredericksburg. Battling Billy's trying to keep this drive alive as they have taken the ball out of the locker room and driven it from their own 27 down to the Wimberley 24-yard line. Big, big play on both sides of the ball here. Threadgill gives the ball to Sanchez left side. No, that's Dietrich. He's tripped up in the backfield. May have lost a yard. Fredericksburg will be facing a fourth and long now.
Yeah, Samuel Valadez ended up getting him, and it's that's a big play right there, fourth down and 10. And, again, I said it a minute ago, though, you're probably under the assumption here that it's at least four down territory for Fredericksburg this close. They got to start putting some points on the board, down 24-6.
Ball at the 26-yard line. Here we go, fourth down and 10. Fredericksburg, shotgun from Threadgill. Back to throw, looking left, pressure, running for his life. He flips it out left side, and it's incomplete. And the Texans will take over. Threadgill was just trying to make something out of nothing there, Jared, and the pressure just was too much to overcome.
Yeah, he didn't even have an opportunity on that one. I mean, the back that was trying to slide out there, they're double covered on that side. You got Ben Garza chasing you from the back as well. If you're the quarterback, you end up taking the hit anywhere there. Ben still got the hit on you, but just flipped it out for incomplete. Texans take over on downs.
And all the coaches are patting Davin Masur on the helmet as he comes to the sidelines. I think he got the initial pressure and was able to sort of flush the quarterback out of the pocket and blow up the play.
And that's exactly right. He ended up flushing Threadgill out to the side and then also fell off back into the coverage so that he couldn't complete the pass.
So JoJo Weeks now is going to turn, and he's going to pitch it to Colby Crowder, a little shovel pass, and Crowder's able to go to the right sideline and pick up about 5 yards. It'll be second down and five. I would imagine we're getting ready to see a steady dose of Hunter Williams at some point with 6.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Texans leading it 24-6.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think you go back to kind of the horse that's basically brought you there. So it's I agree with you. I think we're going to see quite a bit of Hunter Williams here within the next probably 5 or 6 snaps.
Ball at the Wimberley 31-yard line, second down and 5. And Williams will get it right up the middle. He's got the first down and more, and he is able to get it forward out to the 39-yard line. So that's a run of another 8 yards for Hunter Williams. Move those chains, first and 10 for Wimberley.
And he just kept moving his legs. He just kept pumping and pumping and pumping and ended up still getting that first down.
I'm always amazed by that too, Jared, because he's not big at all, but he moves the pile, you know?
Yeah, they say he's got those, you know, his lower half has got strong legs. So, I mean, he's just, you know, just keeps motoring, always keeps going, keeps his head down and just buckling.
And he's low, so he's got good leverage. And flags and whistles before the snap. Another false start. That's at least 3 of those tonight, Jared. So, you know, Doug Warren is jotting that down on whatever little notebook or mental notebook that he has.
Yeah, those are, you know, those penalties, that they'll cost you, especially when you're back this far into your own side of the field. You know, it's just something that you really can't have. I mean, it's first down. You got a little bit of momentum, good run by Hunter, and all of a sudden now you're backed up and it's first and 15. So, yeah, those penalties, they just hurt you every single time.
Ball at the 34 now, first and 15. Weeks the quarterback. Back to throw, looking left, throwing left. Mitchell has it at the 38, and he's going to be swarmed under right there. They're going to mark it out to the 40, so that's a pickup of about 5 yards. It'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, Mitchell comes up a little bit hobbled on that one, too, kind of grabbing his ankle, it looked like. So, you know, young man that missed some of the beginning of this season with kind of a back and injury, it's you don't want to see him coming off to the sideline, but it looks like he's going to be all right. He's a tough kid.
Safe pass there. Not a lot of chance for disaster. 5 yard gain. Second down and 10. Back to throw. Weeks. Pressure. A lot of pressure. He gets out of it, though, and is able to throw the ball away. Incomplete. Nice job by JoJo. It's incomplete, but He avoided a sack and a loss of about 10 yards.
Yeah, it looked like he was wearing a Fredericksburg Billy necklace on that one.
He didn't he?
The guy was wrapped around him all kind of which ways and ended up getting the ball. He just ended up throwing a BB over Kate Stover's head into the what would have been the stands if they were closer, but onto the sideline there. So good play by JoJo in third and 10 right here for the Texans. Again, obviously you want to get a first down right here. What good thing what they have accomplished is obviously Wyatt's been punting the ball well. If they do have to punt, got a chance to flip the field back and put Fredericksburg back into a long field.
Absolutely. And he'll be punting with the wind behind him if they don't pick it up. Weeks rolling right, setting up the screen. Nope, he's going to eat it. No, he's going to throw it away, and it's incomplete. Incomplete. Yep, and they're going to throw the flag now. They're going to call it intentional grounding. There was a receiver in the area, though.
Yeah, Colby Crowder's holding his hands up. He's actually got the ball. He picked it up off the turf about the second or third hop, so they're going to probably talk about this, but as you and I have seen, typically they're not going to change their mind once they've made it up. They're going to go ahead and do it, but there's a pretty good discussion going on over there right now.
Yeah, they're having the committee meeting away from everybody. Says, do you really think it was intentional grounding? Well, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. Are you really sure?
Because if we change it, I'm going to look really confused out here in front of all these people.
That's right. Well, man, look, I keep looking down here. Look at this crowd. I mean, this is what a great night for football right here. I hope everybody out there enjoying us, out there listening, is enjoying what we're talking about. You guys, we got the little iPad computer here. Y'all send us the response on the tweets or Twitters or whatever they're called. I'm not sure.
That's right.
But I know I've got this little bird. So
waving off the flag, by the way, Jared.
There it is.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago we got messages from Perth, Australia.
I'm kind of feeling unloved. We haven't got anything tonight, or at least I maybe I don't know how to check it. That could be one thing too. But I know there's some people out there listening. I told you earlier, my family was listening. My mom and dad was listening. My mom sent me a message as well that my brother Jim, his wife Dwinette, and daughter Catherine.
All right,
maybe a little bit late for Catherine. It's 9:15, but if they're out there listening, hope everything's going well. And
you bet.
Wimberly's playing good. Jim played football here as well, so I know he's interested.
All right. Here's Wyatt Mann's punt. It's a good one. Over the return man, head and back to the 12-yard line to the 15, and brought down right at the 15 is the return man. That's Jordan Hartman. Nice job by Wyatt Mann. He's done a good job punting the football here tonight.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I said a minute ago when you're flipping that field back. Thomas Carruthers comes down there and makes the tackle on that one, but you really went from a short field for Fredericksburg all the way down to really when they turned it over on fourth down, you know, they were almost in the red zone. Now all of a sudden, about half the time, there's only 4 minutes left in the third quarter, and you've put them all the way back. They got to drive 85 yards to get any points right here. So good job by Wyatt Mann making that kick right there, and good coverage by Moss Carruthers.
Flag on the play, and it's going to be an illegal block against Fredericksburg as well, so back them up even further. It's going to be a half-the-distance thing. They're going to be inside the 10. And they're going to have to start this drive at about the 8-yard line. Texans defense now can try to slam the door shut here on Fredericksburg. 4:01 left to play, third quarter. Wimberly 24, Fredericksburg 6. Threadgill again at quarterback. Well, let's see. Is that Threadgill? No, that's Flannery. He's going to turn and give it to Loth up the middle, and Loth is able to somehow squeeze 3 yards out of that thing. He didn't have a lot of running room, but he got three. Give him four, second down and 6.
Yeah, another good job by number 5, Davin Mazur, right there, really lowering his shoulder and stopping Loth. He ended up, Jake Cockerham came in and helped him clean it up, but good job by Davin sticking his nose up in there and stopping him.
Ball on the 12-yard line now. Flannery looks left, throws left. It's deflected. May have still been caught. No, incomplete. Deflected when he threw it. So it'll be third down and 6 now.
Looked like they went back to the well on that old screen that was successful for them earlier.
Yeah. Certainly did. Texans were aware of it, though. They got their hands up. Couldn't tell who knocked it down.
I couldn't either. I saw Davin kind of hitting his hands. I thought maybe he had a chance at it.
Flannery back to throw, setting up the screen again. This time kind of a middle screen. Doesn't work, though. It's caught, but it's caught for a loss of a yard. So it'll be fourth down and seven now from the 12-yard line.
And we've said his name a couple times tonight. Number 51, Trey Manning, does a good job staying right there, kind of working down the line. So end up seeing the development of the screen right there and just wraps him up, fourth down. If you're Fredericksburg, you got to punt right here, but it looks like they're going to go for it.
Certainly does. Now, Threadgill is in the backfield as the running back. No, he was in the backfield as the quarterback. Loth was behind him. They're going to take a timeout. We'll take it as well. 24-6, Wimberley. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes in Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans!
104.1 KOWO, LPFM Wimberley and COOFM.org. The best music on earth.
Welcome you back to Wimberley. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you. Fredericksburg will indeed punt the ball. Riggs Threadgill standing a yard deep in his own end zone. Gets the punt away. It's a good one. Crowder, though, is going to take it on a dead run at the 48-yard line. Breaks a tackle and is finally tracked down. He was trying to break that one. He kind of rolled the dice. Those punt returners are half crazy anyway. He gets it to the Fredericksburg 46-yard line, though, and Wimberley will take over.
Well, you don't get many chances sometimes to get up there and take it. And with high school football, it's not always the best punters in the world. But Colby's he's definitely swift of feet, so he thought maybe he could make a little bit more out of it. But
now the officials are talking something over here, Jared. He indicated initially personal foul, and then he turned off his microphone and turned back to talk to some more of his partners. See what the call is here. This would give Fredericksburg a first down. Roughing the kicker is called, and that's the more serious call. So that's going to give Fredericksburg the first down. And then a sideline warning against Fredericksburg, too. So the coaches, I guess, were getting too far out. The official was having a hard time explaining that one, Jared. At any rate, they're going to put it at the 22-yard line, and Fredericksburg will have a first down.
Yeah, they called. First he said running into the kicker, then he said roughing the kicker.
Yeah,
so I guess I will be up front and tell you I didn't watch the end of the play or the end of the kick, I guess, there.
I was watching the ball,
too. Looking for Colby to make some play down here. So I won't tell you if he made a good call or bad call.
Well, the Billies have it now, and it's going to be Flannery who's going to keep it after the fake handoff. Far sideline. He's able to push forward for about 3 yards. It'll be second and seven. Clock is at 2:26, and it's rolling. Wimberley with a 24-6 lead now. And that's the time remaining in the third quarter. Flannery gives it to Loth up the middle. Not much running room at all. Maybe a yard out to the 26-yard line. It'll be third down and six now. See if the Texans can hold them on this third down play now. Try to get the ball back. .145 now remaining in the third. Flannery has no running backs with him. 5 wide receivers in the flight pattern here. Looks, and he's going to take it himself. Quarterback draw to the 30. Short of the first down at the 31-yard line. He needs about a yard. Let's see if they'll go ahead and try to go for this now as we're late in the third quarter.
Great tackle by Matt Mitchell. We saw him come off earlier with the leg injury, but great stop right there, one-on-one. Otherwise, he gets the first down. Ends up stopping him about a yard and a half short. So it looks like the Billies are going for it here.
They're going for it. Flannery is under center. Watch that quarterback sneak, huh?
Could be.
Now he backs up.
If he goes into the back, he may do the old quick kick again.
He backs it up now, and usually they use Threadgill with that quick kick. They're going to use Flannery this time, though, and he gets it off. It's high. Nobody deep for the Texans. It's going to be downed by Dax Dietrich.
There he is.
At the 40-yard line or so, 39-yard line, actually. So Texans will take over with 43 seconds left to play in the third quarter.
Yeah, Texans got good field position right here. I mean, coming back, they're going to get the ball on the 42-yard line. 43 seconds left in the third quarter, so another chance for them to really maybe pound the ball with Hunter Williams right up back up the middle. Keep that clock ticking, keep it going, and hopefully put the ball in the end zone right here.
They're going to spot it at the 42 of Wimberley. So that's where the Texans will have it first down and 10. Williams gets the handoff, 45, 50, 45, and down. The ball comes out near the 40-yard line of Fredericksburg. Williams had stepped off about 15 yards, but the Billies have recovered. Goodness. Nice run by Williams again, Jarek.
Yeah, we've seen him a couple times with that ball security that we had talked about kind of before the game a little bit as well. So Texans almost immediately knew that it was recovered by the Billies. So I saw four or five defenders out there before the call had even been made. So, you know, Texas defense had a good stand a minute ago, hoping to get a little bit of a break now, but they're back out there, and they'll be up for the challenge, though.
So the Billies will take it over again. Threadgill comes in as the quarterback for this series. I believe that's Threadgill. Yeah. He's going to turn and keep it himself. No, he's going to give it to Dietrich on a reverse. And he is able to pick up 5 yards. It'll be second and five.
He's done a good job of really masking the inside handoffs and the fakes as well. I mean, it's been a chess game. I mean, we can see up here we got a little bit of a glare from the lights, but not too bad. But that was a good fake by him right there.
Yeah, it really was. Let's see if they'll get this play off. 3 seconds, 2, 1, and they get it off. It'll be the last play of the third period. He's going to go deep down the middle. Caught by Cleland at the 25 to the 20 and down to the 15-yard line is a pitch and catch. Actually, that's not Cleland. But it is caught on the last play of the third quarter. That's Sean Majors. And for whatever reason, they're not stopping the play here. Now they are. They finally got it. 24-6 is our score. We've got 12 minutes of football remaining for you. Wimberley over Fredericksburg. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Manager John Caldwell and his entire team wish the Tigers a great season.
And by Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including CDs, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.